It was an inch in diameter and about 6 inches long, pure white quartz and gleaming gold. Johnny tipped it about, so it sparkled. Turl looked at it. He came out of his abstraction. What a beautiful specimen. He took hold of it. With one talon, he delicately dented the gold. Pure gold. He fondled it. Suddenly, he saw himself on Cyclo. Powerful and rich. Living in a mansion. Doors open to him everywhere. Talons pointing on the street with whispers. That's Turl.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
After a long time, Johnny said,
"We'll try to get it out."
Turl stood up in the narrow drift and dust eddied in the lamp. He still fondly gripped the core.
"You keep it."
Suddenly, it was as though the core were hot.
"No, no, no. You must hide it. Bury it in a hole."
"All right. And we'll try to mine the lode."
"Yes."
Johnny breathed a pent-up sigh of relief. But at the drift entrance, before they parted, Turl said,
"No radio contacts. None. Do not overfly the compound. Skim the mountains on the east. Fly low, leaving and arriving at this base. Make a temporary second base in the hills and do your shifts from that. And stay away from the compound. I'll see the females are fed."
"I should go over and tell them they won't be seeing me."
"Why?"
"They worry."
Johnny saw that Turl couldn't comprehend that and amended it quickly.
"They might make a fuss, create a disturbance."
"Right. You can go once more in the dark. Here. Here's a heat shield. You know where my quarters are. Flash a dim light 3 times.
"You could just let me take the girls over to the base."
"Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't."
Turl patted his remote control.
"You're still under my orders."
Johnny watched as he rumbled off and vanished in the night. Fear was preying on Turl. And in that state, Turl would vacillate and change his mind. It was a troubled Johnny who went back to the base.